So we are in a series in the book of Romans, going verse by verse through the book of Romans. We've been in it for 7 weeks so far, and the beginning of the book is all about sin and recognizing our need for grace. And so over the past weeks, we've been looking at how you can't hide from sin under religion, you can't hide from sin by ignorance. Every single person needs grace. This great big book written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Rome about grace. Well, today we're going to turn a corner a little bit in the book as Paul starts to talk a bit more about the solution to this problem of sin. And as we come into that, we're going to encounter some big words. So today is big word day in church. Yes. So today, if I can quote Sesame Street, today is brought to you by the word justification. Can you say justification? Justification. I knew you could. Okay. And the second word, atonement. Say it. Atonement. Okay. And third word, it's the bonus word because it doesn't actually show up in the passage today, but it's going to soon, and it's enormously important that we understand it, is the word sanctification. Turn to your neighbor and say sanctification. Some of you said Gesundheit in response. Big words, big words with big meanings that are referred to very frequently in the scriptures. Now, if you're kind of new to this church thing or the Bible thing, you probably see words like that and you go, you know, and we sort of fake it and, you know, like we just sort of read through the word and go, that's a big word. Wow, what a nice big word. Now, and even those of us who have read the Bible for some time, or maybe you grew up in church, you probably heard words like this before and you sort of knew what they meant. Well, today, if I've done my job, 15 minutes from now, you will have a very good working definition for all three words and get a sense of why these words are so important in the scriptures. And so to do that, I'm going to use a bit of a word picture. I'm a recovering youth pastor, and so I like things simple, and I like to kind of use illustrations and stories. So this is a houseplant. Yeah, borrowed it from my wife. Okay, she told me I could do this, by the way. I'm not going to carve them up too bad. But The Bible tells us that God is the author and creator of all life. He is the source of everything that is, that in him we live and move and have our being. He is the vine, we are the branches. If we remain in him and he in us, we will bear much fruit. God is the source of life. Now, so in this illustration, God is the plant, and you and I, well, actually each one of us, we are a branch. Now, this metaphor is not perfect because we are not God, but we are made in the image of God. And so our life comes from God. So if we can just hang off on the one part of this metaphor that's heresy, I think we can get along just fine. Well, I'm not saying we're God, but we are made in the image and likeness of God. Okay. So there's this plant and there's this rebellious branch. Let's call him Bucky. Bucky the rebellious branch. Bucky's got a bad attitude. You can't tell me what to do. I'm an autonomous individual. I will decide for myself what is right and wrong. And if it's right for me, it's right for me. So be you. So Bucky has got a really bad ouch. Bad Bucky. Man, I heard. Okay. Bucky has got a tude. He's got a really bad attitude. He doesn't want anybody or anything to tell him what to do. He's very, very selfish, kind of like the people you know, but not really you. Okay? So he's very, very selfish. You can't tell him. And so Bucky, in this act of rebellion, whether it was conscious or not, he may or may not have known he was doing this. He said, I don't need you. And so Bucky took out some scissors and cut himself off. Now, that may have been a conscious act, that may have been an unconscious act, but he declared his own independence from God, an act of treason. And now Bucky has got a problem that he can't fix. What's Bucky's problem? Bucky's not going to live very long. Actually, the Bible tells us there's a cosmic problem in the world. It sums it up in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, the wages of sin is death. The natural consequence, if you will, of being disconnected from the source of life, which is God. So we give God the big bird. We give him the finger. We say, God, we don't need you anymore. I want to live on my own. I want to decide for myself what's right and what's wrong. And whether consciously or unconsciously, we cut ourselves off from God. Now, ouch. Is Bucky still a very beautiful branch? Yeah. And people are beautiful. How long do you think this branch will live? Maybe a week, okay? Week. Maybe a little bit more than a week, a little less than a week if we put him in water and stuff like that. Well, now imagine that now all that Bucky was looking at were other branches on the floor, because there's all these other branches that have declared independence from the plant. They're all lying on the floor. So Bucky decides to take really good care of himself and not eat too much red meat and watch his sugars and his salt intake. And so Bucky is convinced that with careful care, he can live a week. So he's very excited because he's living longer than those silly plants that only live 6 days. It's much longer life expectancy now. But he still has the same problem, doesn't he? He's going to die. Now, had Bucky stayed connected to the plant, he might have lived for decades, all sorts of wonderful things, but that's not the situation. Bucky cut himself off. Bible calls that sin, when we disconnect ourselves from God. It's this terrible issue. So, on the floor. Now, is there anything that Bucky the branch can do to rectify this situation? What if he's a really good branch? Jumping up and down. Trying to reach the plant. He's got a problem, doesn't he? He can't fix it. So, fortunately, this is a wondrous superplant. And the wondrous superplant does something for Bucky that Bucky cannot do for himself. The wondrous superplant grafts Bucky back on. Now, it's interesting when a branch is grafted back onto a tree, is that in order to do that, the plant itself actually needs to be wounded. So we're going to cut a little piece on the tree here. And we're gonna... Okay. We're going to graft Bucky back on. That process of being reconnected, that's justification. The requirements of justice have been met because little Bucky committed treason against the plant. Just like we have wronged God. We've disappointed him. We've run away. And there's nothing that we can do to rectify the situation. And so in this illustration, the super plant actually wounds itself in order to regraft Bucky back on to the plant. Do you see the analogy? That the punishment for the crime is actually taken on by the plant rather than the one who deserved it. The branch. Because what Bucky deserves is for the natural consequences of his choice to get filled out, which is death. So, Bucky has been grafted back onto the plant, something he couldn't earn. That's justification. Now, the fact that they are now connected, that there are two entities that have now become back to one. That is atonement. The thing that divides has been dealt with. And so atonement, at-one-ment. Do you see that in the word? At-one-ment. Things that were divided are now reconnected. So Bucky's wrongdoing, so to speak, has been atoned for. They are now back at one. But that's not actually the end of the story for Bucky, is it? Because, see, now that Bucky is reconnected to the plant, there are still choices for Bucky in how to live, now that he's actually reconnected. Because in the plant, there's like sap and stuff, right? And if Bucky receives that life, the sap from the plant, Bucky could be quite healthy. I mean, now that he's grafted on there, if he lives healthy, he's going to grow, right? Might become a big plant, part of a big plant. Could live a very, very long time. That's great. That's great. Or maybe make some flowers be fruitful. Or maybe Bucky will not want to receive the life from the plant, and he'll kind of live like this little branch over here, which is sort of brown and shriveled up, and that's atonement. Or sorry, that's sanctification. Is the process of doing life with God. With God. And so justification is the part that Bucky can't earn. It can only be a gift. It can only be received. As he receives the gift of justification, there is atonement. They are brought back together. And then, as a result of that, Bucky can live in a state of sanctification, a process, if you will, of living with God and letting the life of God, the life of the plant, live through him and help him to be fruitful. It's a partnership. It's working together. So now that brings us to our passage. Did you feel like you had some ideas there? Okay, justification, atonement, sanctification. So now let's read the scriptures. So we're in Romans chapter 3, starting with verse 21. The first phrase is, but now. But now. Turn to your neighbor and say, but now. See, there's a new thing going on. There's a new thing. In the old era, it was all about rules. It was all about you've got to find a way. Somehow, people would think you've got to find a way to make yourself righteous. But now, God is doing a new thing that is connected to an old thing. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through what? Through faith in Jesus Christ to who? All. To all who believe. There is no difference between Jew or Gentile. For who? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all are, and here's our word of the day, all are justified. I underlined it just so we can feel real smart, because now we know what it means. All are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. In other words, the right standing with God is available to anyone because of what Jesus Christ has done. We are these broken branches that have left our very source of life, the one who created us, the one who made us to be in relationship with him, the one who offers us eternal life, and we cut it off. But now, through faith in Christ, all can be justified. All can be reconnected by his grace through the redemption that came about by Christ Jesus. Verse 25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of, what's the word? Atonement. So it's a sacrifice that brought the two together, brought made things back as one. Through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just, so the requirements of justice are being met, and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. So, another word picture. So let's imagine that all of us, every single one of us individually, owed $1 trillion. A lot of money, unfathomable amount of money. Is there anybody here that if you had a $1 trillion debt, you could pay it back? Just, okay, I was hoping we might have at least one, then you can tithe and we can take care of a lot of things. right away, it'd be just dealt with. Okay, but so imagine we all had $1 trillion debt individually. Now, that would be like, you know, the branch that has fallen off the plant. There's no way that the branch can get back onto the plant. Now, you could argue maybe that some have been a little bit worse than others, maybe, you know, like, so, you know, I'm going to pick on Linda. So Linda's got a $1 trillion debt, but Linda's lived a pretty good life. Me, on the other hand, I got a bigger debt. I got $1 trillion plus $5. Trillion five is my whopping debt. So Linda could maybe, you know, kind of look down on me because I've got a bit more debt. But really, does it make any difference when you're talking about a debt that big? No, because Linda can't pay that back. I can't pay that back. Nobody can pay that back. And so we're just picking on this minutia. But we kind of do that, don't we, sometimes? We look down on people that we think are worse off than us, or we think that we're worse off than somebody else, when truly, all of us are in debt. None of us can pay back what's owed. None of us can find a way on our own to get back onto the plant. All of us are in the same predicament, aren't we? So there's no opportunity for boasting. That's what verse 27 is talking about. Where then is boasting? Or bragging, oh, I am so much better than you. There's no opportunity for that. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. In other words, because our way back to God isn't something that we did. It's not about making yourself better. It's about receiving a gift. And here, as we've talked about already, this is where Christianity is absolutely distinct. And this is a message of how to make your life better, so to speak, that you won't hear from Oprah, you won't hear from Dr. Phil, you won't hear from any other world religion out there, though all of them contain some degree of good advice. You know, every religion in the world is about do, all these wonderful things that you can do in order to make yourself better. But the problem is none of us can do enough. None of us can do enough. We've got the same problem Bucky's got. We cannot, on our own effort, get back onto the plant. We cannot reconnect with God. And so justification is a free gift. Through Christ, received by faith. Verse 28, for we maintain that a person is justified, that's what we've been talking about, by faith apart from the works of the law. Some of us have been trying to earn it, you've been beating yourself up because you think that, you know, I can't become a Christian, I can't come to God because I am just too messed up. That's the point. We're all too messed up. None of us can earn it. That's what the scriptures are teaching us. Verse 29, we'll finish off the passage. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Duh. Verse 30, since the dough is not actually in the original text. But God is a God of everybody. Everybody. Verse 30, for since there is only one God who will justify, that's our word again, the circumcised by faith, so the Jews, and the uncircumcised, the Gentiles, through the same faith. Verse 31, do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. So we can get reconnected with God by the free gift of grace, justification by faith. Through Christ, there is atonement. Or actually, let's back it up a slide. I was skipping around, Rick. Sorry. They can look at it. Justification is justice's demands are met just as if I'd never done it. It's a good way to remember it. Justification, just as if I'd never done it. It's something that God does, and we receive it as a gift. atonement. At-one-ment. Nothing remains between God and us as a result of Jesus. It's a gift we receive. Now we get to sanctification. Let's come back to that. Technically, the word means set apart for holy purposes. Sanctification is me and God working together. Now that I have been justified by His grace through faith, and there is atonement, we are back together like Bucky and the plant. Now there's opportunity. See, if Bucky stayed on the floor, Bucky was just a clipping, if you will. Is Bucky going to realize his full potential? You're awake, right? Okay. Is Bucky going to realize his full potential? No. No, he's not. I mean, he might still be a beautiful branch, just like there's beautiful people all around the world. But he's not going to experience his full potential. His life is cut short. And look, there are people all around the world who don't realize that their life has been cut short. I mean, if you you eat well, you do all those things, you could live for 50 years, 70 years, maybe even 110 years. That would be amazing. And compared to eternity, it is so very small. So very, very small. If Bucky is reconnected to the branch, and the sap from the branch is flowing through, Bucky can grow, Bucky can make new branches. Bucky might even get a new name. I think they'd probably call him Bud, because Bucky would start to bud and make flowers of his own. Sorry, buddy. Apologies to you, man. Okay. I have a feeling your wife is going to have a hard time making you live that down. All right. So I owe Buddy $20. All right. Just for using him in a sermon apart from his knowledge. All right. So because now Bucky has an opportunity. Just like the scriptures tell us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." That's why God wants you connected to Him. Or in Ephesians, it talks about how we are God's workmanship, His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. God wants lost people found and hurting people helped. He wants the sick cared for. He wants the prisoner visited. All these wonderful things in Scripture can happen when we are connected to the plant and the life of God, and the life of God by the Holy Spirit can flow through us. As a free gift, we get to live sanctification. Now, here's why, even though this word has not shown up in this passage, it's going to show up in weeks to come. But we very often confuse justification and sanctification. Like, you are confusing justification and sanctification when you start thinking, like, I cannot be a Christian because I haven't been good enough. Or We get sanctification messed up when you think, well, okay, Jesus has forgiven me, and now I've got to work harder. I've got to try harder to be a better person. And that's somewhat true, but we forget how we actually grow as Christians. We grow because we are connected to God, not just because we've tried harder. One of the things that bugs me about me is I get down on myself when maybe I've been impatient, so I'm snapping at my kids, or I'm just growly, and very often what that means is not so much that I need to try harder to be patient. You moron, can't you be more patient? That sound like what goes on in your head ever? When the actual solution is to draw near to Christ. Oh God, I remember what you have done for me. I remember that your love for me is just beyond measure. And in the process of reconnecting to God, I actually become a more patient person. Get discouraged with the ways I parent. As I get connected to God, as a byproduct of that, I actually become a better parent. Galatians puts it this way: the fruit of the Spirit, the results of somebody being connected to God, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you want more fruit, the secret to fruit is to staying connected to the plant, connected to the source of life. So for you today, I mean, how does this passage impact you? I mean, maybe somebody here today feels like, okay, I don't know if I'm a Christian. I don't really know if I've got, you know, if I've really reconnected with God. Well, maybe today could be the day that you do that. Or kind of take something that wasn't really clear and you kind of make it clear by saying, okay, I Jesus, I know I need you in my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Make me a new person. You can do that today in your seats. We're going to have some folks with our prayer team. If you'd like to pray with somebody about that, that'd be awesome. Mark that down in the connection card, and we'll get you some resources. But you could connect with God. Reconnect. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thanks to because of what you did on the cross, I'm good with God. There's atonement. We are back as one. Or maybe today, you've got a sanctification issue. You've been beating yourself up. You're frustrated with yourself, forgetting that sanctification is about you and God working together. It's not about you trying harder. It's about you staying connected. And the fruit comes as a result of that. Lord, may your life live in me. May your spirit work in me. Help me to love the things that you love. Help me to see myself and the world around me the way that you see me and the world around me. And maybe that's something you'd like to pray about today. I'd like to invite our prayer team to come forward just because we want there to be lots of opportunities for people to pray. And whether that's, we're going to do a song in a minute, you could do it then, during communion. They don't know this yet, but they're going to hang around in the room a little bit afterwards for a minute or two. I know they like coffee, but, you know, just to be available, to talk, to pray, and to let somebody else carry some burdens with you. But let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your grace that is so freely given through Christ Jesus, that through him we have justification, that we are reconnected with you as an absolutely free gift. And Lord, thank you that is as we are in Christ that we can experience sanctification, that our lives can be filled by you, empowered by you, that we can live as brand new people as you live inside of us. So God, I pray for my brothers and sisters today. Pray for anybody here who feels like they're distant from you and is ready to get reconnected. Lord, may today be the day they receive that gift. May today be the day that they make that personal. Lord, for my brothers and sisters here who have been trying so hard and often beating themselves up and seeking to be a different person, Lord, remind us afresh that it is grace that saved us and it is grace that continues to sustain us as your life flows through us. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the amazing gift of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.